So in offering these instructions each morning, they can be understood as suggestions of things to do, places to aim the attention. And they can also be understood in a way as descriptions of what we might experience. At times, we'll more directly point towards particular areas of experience and encourage an investigation, an exploration of a particular area of experience. And at times we'll encourage more settling back and just receiving what's here. And what is here can be understood or recognized through the perspective of the descriptions of experience that we're offering. So, for example, in paying attention to the breath, just from the talk yesterday, paying attention to the breath, we could pay attention to just knowing the in and out breath. Really simple in that way. And that may be what is most obvious as we attune to the experience of breath. Maybe what's most obvious is just this simple, knowing you're breathing in, knowing you're breathing out. And yet perhaps as you continue to explore being with that in and out breath, the mindfulness may become attuned to qualities in that breath. The pressure, the movement, warmth or coolness, coming and going. The expansion of the chest. The release of those muscles. And so the same experience. At different times, the mindfulness may attune to different aspects of the experience. And you can kind of choose, aim the attention, just keep it simple, just knowing in and out, or aiming and being a little more curious about the texture of the breath. That's more of directing the attention. Or it could be just settled back and seeing what is it that the mindfulness is most easily aware of right now? And so as we offer these instructions each day, during the guided meditation, we may be encouraging you to kind of aim at or look at a particular area or aspect of experience. But then you kind of have some choice in a sense in your day to just keep it simple and receive experience. Maybe noticing the various aspects of experience that we're pointing to just in the receiving of what's obvious. Or you might choose at various times of the day to kind of check in. Well, what about that side of the experience? So today in the instructions, I'll be offering a little bit of an exploration around the experience of feeling tone, whether experience is pleasant, unpleasant, or neither pleasant nor unpleasant. But we'll start by just settling in with allowing there to be a relaxation in the body, connecting. finding your posture. And allowing there to be a relaxation around that posture. And opening to whatever is most obvious for you right now. Often that is something about the body, and maybe a way into just the simplest noticing of body. There's one section in the Satipatthana Sutta where the Buddha says, mindfulness is established to the extent necessary. And aware there is a body. Mindfulness that there is a body is established to the extent necessary. For knowledge and clear mindfulness. And within that connection to body, receiving the experience of body, perhaps a sense of the whole body sitting. Maybe some sense of those elemental sensations, a vibration or pulsing, coolness or heat. Hardness, softness. But you don't necessarily have to go looking for them, just settling back with there is a body and what sensations are obvious here. Allowing the relaxed mind to receive. Perhaps receiving the breath for some of you. Aware of breathing in and out. As you are aware of this experience, what's happening here and now? An aspect or a part of the experience that's already there is a kind of a flavor. Is the experience pleasant, unpleasant, neither pleasant nor unpleasant? Neutral, we sometimes say for that last one. Every moment of experience has one of these flavors to it, maybe more obvious, maybe less obvious. Without necessarily looking for feeling tone, we can be curious about what feeling tone might be already here in the moment. It can be subtle. Sometimes it's really obvious, but it can be kind of subtle. One way into exploring this is whatever is the most obvious physical sensation in your body right now. Connecting to that experience. And then kind of curious about, well, is that pleasant or unpleasant or neutral? It's just a slightly different take on the experience that's already happening. Can you just be aware? Pleasant is happening. Unpleasant is happening. This kind of simple aspect of experience the Buddha points to as really helpful because it's the kind of the thread of our experience to which we often react. We like the pleasant, we want more of it. We don't like the unpleasant, there's aversion, we want to get rid of it. The pleasant and the liking. The unpleasant and the not liking are different things. We can be aware there's pleasant without wanting to hold on to it. We can be aware there's unpleasant without wanting to get rid of it. In the Satipatthana Sutta, the Buddha instructs, when feeling a pleasant feeling, one understands, I am feeling a pleasant feeling. When feeling an unpleasant feeling, one understands, I am feeling an unpleasant feeling. This is so simple, not easy. A pleasant, unpleasant, neutral feeling tone is going to be a pretty lively, changing kind of aspect of experience to attend to. Within a particular experience, there may be a lively dance of some parts of it pleasant, some parts of it unpleasant. Can there be a kind of settling back and watching this dance of pleasant, unpleasant, and neutral unfold? At times in our sitting practice, we may simply be attending to the breath, the body, the breathing in, knowing we're breathing in, and the body sensations of pressure and pulsing. And at times the feeling tone may become more clear to us. There is a time where the feeling tone can be a really useful exploration. If you are experiencing some kind of reactivity, a liking, a not liking, a fear, an aversion, an anger, a longing, if that's present for you, it can be really useful to be curious about what, for instance, with aversion, what unpleasant experience is aversion pushing against? What is actually unpleasant in this situation that the mind is reacting to? When there's a longing or a desire, the longing, the desire itself can have an unpleasant quality, but the longing and desire is aiming towards something it thinks is pleasant. What is that? It's possible that some physical experience, as with pain, for instance, the unpleasant quality of the pain the mind can push against. Don't like that. Want it to go away. But sometimes what's actually being pushed against is more of an idea, a belief. Sometimes we can be surprised . So if there is reactivity, a kind of a curiosity, what feeling tone is being leaned towards, pushed against? What is it that the mind is actually reacting to there? In that kind of exploration for myself, I find it helpful not so much to try to look, but more just have that be an open question and stay with the experience, allowing with that question, what is the mind reacting to? Allowing it to be revealed to us rather than trying to figure it out. And so there have been quite a few words in this exploration at this point. Just letting go of the words, connecting to your simple present moment experience. There is a body. Breathing in, breathing out. What is Atheus? Receiving. The experience that is available to be seen. While every experience that arises for us includes a feeling tone, we can be aware of that feeling tone. The feeling tone is not inherent in the experience itself. So, you know, we see something and we take in that experience, we know what it is, and we experience it as pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. But the feeling tone is not inherent in the sight. It is constructed by our minds. Even physical sensation, physical sense, is understood in the Buddhist psychology. The feeling tone associated with physical sensation is understood to be a mental experience constructed by the mind. This may be a little hard to understand, but maybe an example can help to clarify it a little bit. So while I was sitting after the guided part was over, I was experiencing hearing. They're doing some construction nearby, and there was a kind of a regular beeping that happens, you know, when the trucks back up, they beep. And that was happening pretty regularly. I was experiencing it as neutral. You know, the mind was really pretty happy, pretty balanced. It was just sound. But I remember many times meditating, hearing that sound, where it's experienced as unpleasant. The unpleasantness of the sound is connected not with the sound itself, but with ideas about the sound, whether I think the sound should be there or not, what the context is perhaps around the experience. If I had been doing the guided meditation at that point and the beeping had been happening, there might have been a little bit of frustration because of the context. And so the feeling tone is a very dynamic experience. It's a constructed experience, actually. It's conditioned based on the current situation of our bodies and minds, conditioned on our histories, our views, our ideas, our beliefs. We may have a relationship with something right now, a feeling tone about something right now that's conditioned from our deep past. How we were treated when we were children, or a particular expression on somebody's face at a certain point that we kind of see reflected in somebody else's face. Those conditions affect whether we experience something as pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. And so it can be very interesting. First of all, just getting familiar with the pleasant, unpleasant, neutral. What is being experienced as pleasant, unpleasant, neutral? Noticing how that's happening. And then some curiosity. As I pointed to in the guided part of the practice this morning, if there is some kind of reactivity, we might think, for instance, we're reacting to the beeping sound. But with a little bit of curiosity, there might be the recognition of, well, actually, there's the sound, but then there's this idea that it shouldn't be there. That's what the mind is pushing against.